I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you. Yay.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Woo. We've started this off very high energy because we are going to bring it down. if you don't laugh, you'll cry at this point in the world.
Accurate. Very, very accurate.
It is honestly such a crazy time to be alive.
Oh, my God.
It's honestly, things are happening that I'm like, I cannot even comprehend this whole situation. I went to the grocery store today to buy stuff.
just groceries. Stuff. Yeah.
There's no toothpaste. There's no onions.
Oh, God. There's no pasta. Toothpaste.
No toothpaste, Vicky. Like, I literally went to buy toothpaste because I was like, we've got some, but obviously, you know, if stuff goes bad, we need
more
toothpaste.
Yeah.
And there was literally like only the one most expensive packet of toothpaste available. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm getting advanced whitening, like the hyper whatever, you know, turns your teeth into sparkling diamonds toothpaste.
I mean, that's nice, I guess. You'll be at home, but you'll have beautiful teeth.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm going to have to take a buttload of selfies just to make sure that it was worth my investment in this expensive toothpaste.
Yes. If you don't know what we're talking about, the biggest thing for us is that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival has been cancelled.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's as I was saying, the whole thing, this whole time – of being alive in 2020 is a crazy.
It's definitely going to be a "where were you when" moment.
Totally, totally, totally. But the Melbourne International Comedy Festival being cancelled is literally so unfathomable.
I know. I said this on our radio show, which you can listen to on Joy 94.9. It's Wednesday 6:30, and I said that on there that the. Oh, God, my brain's just stopped working.
What honestly, did you say, Vicky?
What did I say? What was I saying?
We said a lot of things. You said you were sad, for example.
Yeah, I am sad.
It is a sad time.
What
just happened? See, and that is another example of how life is at the moment for us. So, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival being cancelled, I was saying on our radio show that it is so unfathomable because in my lifetime, I never thought that it was possible that I didn't think anything would stop the comedy festival from going ahead. I never even imagined, I had no backup plan for if it were to be cancelled because like, why would it ever be cancelled?
Yes.
It's been running for, for so many years now.
As I said on our radio show that we absolutely, before we go any further, it is 100% the correct decision that the Comedy Festival had made by cancelling it.
Yes.
I just want to point that out. We're not complaining that it's been cancelled because it's been cancelled. It's just a shitty situation.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we totally acknowledge that it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
And it absolutely is.
Yes.
But obviously, we can also acknowledge that for everyone involved, not only performers, but producers.
Sucks.
It's a horrible thing because it is the be all and end all of most comedians' careers each year. So
in Australia, you know, at least, yes.
Every year, you're writing a festival show to take it to Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, mm-hmm. Canberra, Sydney, Brisbane. Yep. I've named them all. Hobart now is also a thing.
That's
so
true,
yeah, you're writing festival shows, a festival show each year so that you can take it around to festivals, and Melbourne International Comedy Festival is
the
definitely
one.
The one that people think about the most.
Absolutely. It's huge.
You know, you might take a show to Adelaide and Brisbane and Sydney or whatever, but you won't take your show to Melbourne International Comedy Festival until it is ready.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like Perth and Adelaide, well, not so much Adelaide, but Perth for a lot of Melbourne comedians, at least, is like, I'm running my show in. And then by the time it gets to Adelaide, it's like, yeah, it's pretty good. And by the end of Adelaide, it'll be ready. And then now it's ready for Melbourne.
Yeah. And so there are people that would have prepared their show for Melbourne this year, thinking, you know, this is it for me. This is the year that I'm going to break into the comedy festival and I'm going to smash 100%. It. And, you know,
There's a couple of people who are making their debuts and who would have been really strong contenders for best newcomer, and I think this would have been their year that they just would have skyrocketed, you know?
Yeah. And it really just puts a bag of sand in your tracks because you're not going to do that now. You're going to have to wait another year.
Another year.
They did say in their release when they cancelled the festival that, like, we look forward to seeing you in 2021. So it's not getting postponed this year.
It's
very much it's cancelled this year, and next year, we'll come back.
Logistically, it would have been so hard to postpone it and do it. Like, it takes over the entire city. So many venues. I don't think that they would have been able to postpone it. And like,
totally.
All those venues would have been being used for something else at a later date. I just don't think it would have been feasible to postpone. I think cancellation was really the only way that they could do it.
Yeah. And we were saying, like, it's a crazy time for performers, but we also have to keep in mind that so many people in the city of Melbourne will be affected by this
it's a real trickle on effect because the artists are the people that have the public eye, and they're the people that shows have been cancelled and everything like that. And they're obviously the ones that are front and foremost. But, you know, as a producer, I put a lot of money onto this and have now lost all of that. So, you know, I've lost a lot of income, for a sob story, but just like, I think that's a reality for a lot of people, at the moment. And it's also, one of the venues that I run during festival had hired like 19 extra staff to work during comedy festival time, because that's how much their like load increases over comedy festival.
Wow.
And none of those, they have to get rid of all those people. Like, we'd hired sound techs from other festivals and things like that, in front of house people, and just like everything, all these people and that's just one independent venue for us. Think about how many people the festival had employed. Like, they have techs in each one of their FMV rooms, and those techs, that's a guaranteed, you know, income for them for a month that they've just now lost. All of their front of house stuff. Like, I've worked for the festival before in like a not really a front of house capacity, like, because I worked in like information booth sort of thing, but I did some front of house stuff for them. And there's so many people that work behind the scenes.
Totally.
For like, it's just so many people out of work now.
Yeah, it's totally, it's so unbelievable how far-reaching the effects of this are. But not even comedy festival, but also all of the big festival. Public events that have been, like, obviously we're speaking about what we know, because I think that's important. You know, we don't want to step on anyone's toes because we don't know about other stuff. But you can imagine that if this is what comedy festival is like, then obviously all of the other big...
Every big festival
events
is like this.
That's being... all like this. So many casual workers are going to lose their jobs and lose their income for that amount of time. And I can't see, like, that, especially if that's your job, like, if events is your job, career.
Exactly. Then there are people that is solely their thing. Like, a lot of people have given people a bit of flack for, like, complaining about the comedy festival thing, things like, just go get a job. But there are people that events is their job. That's
exactly. This is my job. I had a job. My job has been lost.
Yeah.
I've been made redundant.
Essentially, like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, not in a formal sense.
Without getting the payout of redundancy.
Exactly, exactly. not in a formal sense. I don't actually get a redundancy package, but like my job has literally been
just
made
gone.
Redundant.
There's no job anymore. Yep.
Exactly. Which, you know, it's crazy. And it actually is such an unbelievable time to be alive. We did say this earlier as well. Like it's one of those things where I talk to my friends and they're like, you know, I can't wait to tell my children about this because they're like,
where
were you in 2020? Yeah. You know, I also went and I spoke to a young family. So they've got, there's a husband and wife who have two young children. Mm-hmm. And the idea of having to go into lockdown is so terrifying for them because they're nightmare. Like, oh my God, 24 hours with both of our children. Yeah, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I live... One of the apartments near me is a husband and wife and then like a toddler and then two twin babies.
Mm.
And like, what a nightmare for them. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just on a good day, that's a lot to deal with.
Totally. But also all share houses.
Oh, like, yeah, also that. Yeah.
So, obviously, I live with my boyfriend and we've lived together before. Mm-hmm. And we also went traveling for 6 months where we literally spent 24 hours a day together.
So, you've done
it. I'm pretty chill with our relationship. Like, I know that we can, you know, get through 24 hours together without sending each other bananas.
Sure.
Or, you know, maybe after 48, we do send each other bananas, but we can come back from
you
that.
Get over
you know?
It, yeah.
Yeah, but now we're like everyone is in a situation where like you might be in a share house that you've never spent more than like 1 hour or like 2 hours straight with your housemates, and now you're literally gonna be spending 24 hours. Well, I mean, we don't know if it's definitely gonna happen, but it's possible.
But
that you could be spending, you know, 24 hours, 7 days a week with these people.
Yeah,
wild, wild.
Yeah, well, one of our comedy mates has been tested. They haven't got results yet, but they've been tested for coronavirus, and they live in a share house with like a couple of other comics and stuff like that. So it's just,
well, then they'd all have to be in lockdown, right?
And they all are, all of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they'd have to be. That's crazy.
Yep,
it's so crazy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, okay, in slightly lighter news, I have been talking to my housemates and we think that if it's available, I'm going to buy some ping pong bats and balls tomorrow and we'll turn our, if we do go into isolation, we'll turn our
dining room table?
Into a ping pong table and have a tournament.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yes. Because, you know, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Besides drink a lot of wine. Let's be honest, I'm so glad that me and my boyfriend work in the alcohol industry at this point, because it has served us well. We don't really need to stockpile because we already have been
already
doing
have
that.
A bunch. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's exciting.
Yeah. I might need to go and buy a bottle of vodka or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, honestly, what are you going to do besides getting drunk? Let's be honest.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Ping pong. I did suggest that we played beer pong, and then my housemate was like, no, Emily.
Aww.
Like, then you're just going to be permanently wrecked. Which,
yes,
you know.
That sounds fine. What's the problem?
Yeah, nah. You got to, honestly, like, you can't watch a screen for that long. Like,
no.
I know we all binge watch Netflix and we've all done it before, but like, I don't think you could watch like 6 hours in a row every day. What do you think?
I might be able to do it. No, probably not. No.
I think it would get boring.
I get
distracted. Even if you're watching something interesting. Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, I go a bit stir crazy. So if I do have to go into isolation, I'm going to lose my mind a little bit.
Mm.
Like, I like being around people. Like, I like that. So it's going to, I'm going to go a bit nuts, I think.
I think everyone will.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like pros and cons, like, because you only live with one other person.
Yes.
It's like, is that better or worse? Because obviously, like, yeah, you exactly, like to be around people. Yeah. But if you wanted your own space, it's easier to get away from just one person.
Absolutely, yes. Like, yeah, for sure.
Whereas there are four people in my house. And so, like, I also don't really like people that much. So, you know, it's going to be harder for me.
Yeah, sure.
It's not that I don't like people. Let's not say that.
It's an introvert extrovert thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want anyone listening to think that I don't like you people. And appreciate you, because I definitely do. Yeah. You know, I just need my own alone time. And that's going to be hard if we're all isolated together.
It really will. I'm going to have to get over my fear of, like, the phone.
Yes, absolutely. Because, like, our only point of contact is going to be the phone. So, you're absolutely going to have to get over that.
Yep. Yes, I will.
Otherwise,
I'm going to have to.
Otherwise, problems.
Yeah. Because, like, I can kind of deal with the phone, but I've had real anxiety issues surrounding video chats and stuff like that. But I think I'm just going to have to get over that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay, here's another thing. It is lucky that this is happening in the day and age that we live in.
For sure. Yeah.
Because, like, we still can be connected in so many senses of the word.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, people have been living, like, distantly with each other with technology for ages anyway.
This is the thing that I've seen a lot of people discussing, is that this is the lifestyle that a lot of, like, disabled people have been living for ages. And there's been no, like, government systems or, like, just even just workplace systems and everything to make it easy for them. But it's always been possible, because now that, you know, able-bodied people are suddenly having to go into the same sort of situations, they're all of a sudden making accommodations for those people that they never made for the disabled people. And just proves all that government and businesses mostly suck.
Yeah.
And do not care about, you know, like, minorities and people that are less well off.
Very true.
That's my thoughts with Vicky Hanlon.
Well, yes, at least now we know Vicky Hanlon's thoughts on the matter. No, absolutely. I think it's eye-opening.
Yeah, absolutely is.
In many ways.
I've had jobs that I absolutely could have worked from home, like 100% could have worked from home. And that was not allowed to be an option. It just never was. And now I talked to one of the people at one of my old jobs, and they were like, oh, yeah, these people are being allowed to work from home. And I was like, cool. But when I was going through, like, you know, depression and all that sort of stuff, and I could have worked from home, but I just physically couldn't make it into the office. Sorry. It's not possible.
You know? Yeah. No, it is absolutely possible.
Yeah. You just don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting how, I mean, it is, I guess, good that so many people are being called to action and they're actually, like, really taking it seriously and,
making
the arrangements.
This is the kind of thing that had to happen for that to be, you know, an option though.
Totally. But I mean, like, that's the world, isn't it?
Really is. Capitalism
crisis,
baby.
Yeah, exactly. True, exactly. It's so true.
You're on Comedy Gems and the Funny Podcast.
Yeah, no, lol, LMFAO. Yes. What a funny time to be alive.
So hilarious.
I mean, I do think it's, like, another reason that Comedy Festival being cancelled is, like, a real bummer is I do feel like comedy is an escapism sometimes. Well,
yes,
most times,
sure.
Actually.
Yes.
So, like, it would have been a great time for comedy to be happening, because people will be, you know,
If it didn't involve hundreds of, you know, and possibly thousands, depending on what gig, like, of people getting together in the same space, comedy would be the perfect thing to do right now.
Totally. And I do really want to apologize that Comedy Gems isn't as funny this week, because obviously it would be a nice escapism.
I'm sorry.
But really, we've just been, like, making you think about it more for an hour. So cool. Thankfully, this podcast won't actually probably go for an hour, so you don't need to stress about that.
No, I don't think it'll go for an hour.
This is just a short and sweet, well, a short and very hard to take podcast.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we didn't have any banked with guests, so we had to do
Hey. Don't let them know.
Peek
don't let them in on the secret.
Peek behind the screen, Emily.
I That's nice. I guess you can have a peek behind the screen if you are an avid listener of Vic and Em's. But yeah. I do think that it's probably going to be the case that in the next few episodes of Comedy Gems, it's probably just going to be Vic and I.
Yeah, I feel weird asking for, you know, guests to come over to my house. Like, I don't think that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I think you mean the pod loft, Vicky.
Sorry,
let's not go too far behind the curtain.
Sorry, I feel weird bringing people, like asking people to come over to the pod loft. I just don't know.
Yeah. So it probably will be Vic and I remotely doing the podcasts for the next few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully
behind the screen,
you enjoy.
We're not in the same room.
I actually do think we got a comment on one of our social medias recently saying that they enjoy when it's just us.
Yeah, we did. Which is
so
a burn
you're
on
welcome.
All our guests.
There you go. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it is actually. But there you go. You're welcome.
But it's nice that they like us.
The state of the world has literally forced us to do this. So
Yep.
we'll come up with some really fun content that is not so coronavirus heavy for the next few weeks. So
for sure.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Feel free to be excited to. And there you go. There's some content for you to digest while you're possibly in isolation.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, I really still want to keep making stuff because like
now's the time where everyone's going to have the time to listen to it.
Exactly.
And hey, listen, if you haven't heard all of our podcasts, why not go back?
Yeah.
Start from the beginning.
Well, maybe
see
start
how
from
we've
like
blossomed.
Episode 5 or something.
Yeah. Don't go too far back.
Yeah.
that would be not so fun for your ears.
But maybe start from around 5, I reckon.
Yeah, if you haven't heard all of our podcasts, go back to episode 5.
Yep.
Specifically.
I don't know which episode that is, but I reckon start from around there.
Work your way up to where we are now.
Yeah.
And see how we've blossomed from.
You can go back and listen to previous comedy festival ones and see what we're all missing out on this year.
Usually hangovers, I think, from memory is what we're all missing out on.
Yeah. There was a lot of hangovers.
Yeah. Which, if I've got anything to do with it, this will
still
be happening
still
for
be
the
happening,
next.
Yeah. You can listen to the one from last year from my triumphant return from hospital.
True.
All of that. I think that was the Guy Montgomery and Dilruk Jaisinghe episode. Does that sound right?
Very fun episode.
Very
yes.
good episode, yeah.
Yeah, so you could listen to some of our live shows if you wanted a little taster of what could have been.
What could have been. Not this year because we weren't doing them, but what could have been.
Hey.
We might have done like a pop-up one.
Yeah, you never know. Anything could have happened.
It could have. Yeah. I was actually, can I give a little bit of a scoop sort of thing? I was going to get to be on stage at the festival club.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Vicky was going to make a solo appearance on a stage.
On a stage, yeah. I was going to, because I don't know, I've never really spoken about this before, but I'm on the festival committee for the Light the Way Home Foundation, which is
a wonderful initiative.
Yes, thank you. Initiative, that's the word.
Yes.
And yeah, basically a system that is set in place to help vulnerable comedians get home if they can't afford their own Uber or public transport or whatever. Just a backup system to make sure that everyone gets home safely at night that runs on donations and all that sort of stuff. And we were doing a fundraiser, which a few previous guests were going to be on, including Jacqueline Mifsford and Donna Collins and a few other people. Like, it was going to be and Anna Piper Scott was hosting it. It was going to be an amazing, amazing night. But we were doing a raffle thing on the night, and I was going to get to go draw the raffle out and like talk about being, you know, and talk about the initiative and everything. And now I don't get to do that. But that would have been really cool and like a little bit of a dream come true to be on the festival club stage.
Oh, well, I'm sure that you'll get the opportunity in the years to come.
Yeah, something will happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. Well, I mean, that initiative is still going to be happening. So I'm sure something very similar will happen next year.
And I guess now we will have donations. Will last us a bit longer now, won't it?
Yeah, that's true too. So there's, you know, silver linings.
Yes, small, small silver linings.
Yeah. It's a wild one.
Hmm.
Well, Vic, I'm sure we'll get you on the stage at some stage.
One day.
Maybe I'll write a sketch that involves having someone come on stage. Yes.
I would absolutely
be down for that.
By
someone, I mean you specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, let's start some
dressed
sketches.
Dressed as a tree. Nah.
Hey, I'll fucking do it.
I mean, I mean, you would do it. I know. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm
sad.
Like we said, yes, exactly. You know. It's a sad time, but we will definitely endeavor to be putting out some really good content to help you get through this time. It is a time indeed. So, yes, do keep listening to Vic and Em's Comedy Jams. If you want more of our content, obviously, you can listen to our radio show 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Yeah.
We also obviously have a backlog of podcasts, so you can check those out as well if you need some content to digest if we do get stuck at home. It is a pleasure. Thank you for listening. As always, it's really nice to have you listen to our podcast. We're really grateful. We love our listeners. So yeah.
If you haven't in a while, maybe go chuck us a Apple Podcast review. Because that is what helps it like bump us up the ratings and get other people to see our podcast
listen along.
And all that
sort
of stuff. So
yeah, obviously 5 stars.
Oh yeah. 5 stars or get the fuck out.
Just to clarify, 5 stars on iTunes, please. Anything else, don't worry about it. It's fine. We don't need to hear from you.
No.
Also, shoot us a comment or a message on Facebook and get in touch. Obviously, the internet is the way that we're gonna keep connected, so it would be really nice to hear from you. If you enjoy our podcast,
I've got nothing else on you. Send me a message.
Exactly. We would love to have some messages sent our way. So once again, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's always a pleasure. We'll be back with some more amazing content in the weeks to come.
Absolutely.
Bless you all. Stay safe, stay hydrated, and
wash
hygienic
your hands.
I guess. Yes, exactly.
Flatten
wash your
curve.
Hands. Exactly. Wash your hands and flatten the curve.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.